Dad, are any of these movies good?
Worst episode ever.
I see a lot of films. I love all of them.
Your job is to rate movies on a scale from good to excellent.
Hated it.
Movie time on this Friday the 13th. Oh, my goodness. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, co-host of the Movie Date podcast with Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway. Welcome, guys.
Hi, John.
So I've got a question for you. How do I pronounce this? The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug?
Smaug. Not like the pollution. It's like Smaug.
That's our first offering this weekend. Listen.
You've changed, Rupert Baggins. You're not the same hobbit as the one who left the Shire.
I was going to tell you. I found something in the Goblin Tunnels.
Found what?
My courage.
Yes, the ponderous pacing there of another Lord of the Rings movie. You're not the same hobbit, Ian McKellen says to Martin Friedman, but Rafer, is this the same movie magic in this installment of The Hobbit?
I did not find it quite as magical as the first episode, or perhaps maybe a little too magical. It's a lot of orcs, a lot of elves, a lot of battle after battle after battle, and a lot of talking. And I found it just a hair less entertaining than the first Hobbit.
And Kristen?
Well, as you know, John, I did not like the first Hobbit. I don't think that there needs to be three Hobbit movies. This is a children's book that's being turned into a 9-hour saga. And this middle movie, really, you can feel that they're stretching it out. Walking, being captured. Walking, being accosted. Walking and fighting. And lots of exposition. Feels like a really terrible middle movie that doesn't need to be part of the equation.
So it's the Nelson Mandela biopic version of the Hobbit,
right?
Yeah, it's sort of just relentlessly detailed.
So yes. Many details.
But if you just sort of relax and try to escape, can you, or does it eventually catch up with you?
Yeah, if you take a nice nap during it, it's a wonderful escape.
I can make neither head nor tails of the trailer for this next movie, Saving Mr. Banks. Let's hear a clip.
What are you doing?
All right, here we go.
Room here for everyone. Gather around.
Constable's responsible.
Now, how does that sound?
No. Responsible is not a word.
We made it up.
Well, unmake it up.
Now, that's the ensemble of Emma Thompson, Jason Schwartzman, and BJ Novak in a scene from a movie about Walt Disney trying to get the rights to Mary Poppins, Rafer?
That's right. It takes place in 1961. That's P.L. Travers. She's the author of the book, Mary Poppins. Walt Disney, played by Tom Hanks, has been trying to get her to make the movie for 20 years. She finally decides to come out to California, sit down with him, talk turkey. But she's very resistant. And I think what puzzles you, John, is the title of the movie, which refers to the father in the Mary Poppins books, George Banks. There's a lot of psychological connection between her own father, played by Colin Farrell, in flashback, and between the George Banks character, which I don't feel like the movie ever quite makes clear enough, but it's still a pretty interesting backstory about the making of this movie.
Hanks playing Disney. Is this a piece of Americana that is wondrous and fabulous, or?
There is not a better person to play Walt Disney in this world than Tom Hanks. He's absolutely perfect Walt Disney. And Emma Thompson, I think her acting is spectacular in this. She's playing a real curmudgeon who's very bitter and can't let go of the past. And that can be really hard to watch a character for 2 hours like that. But there's something so delightful about her the whole time. You're kind of laughing when she's insulting people and putting them down. And I would have to disagree, by the way, with Rafer, who says that you never quite get to the nugget of what's going on here with Mr. Banks. I think you get to it too much.
All right.
That being said, I really enjoyed this movie.
And the podcast this week?
This week, we are talking about the Golden Globe nominations.
All right, which are very serious this year, I understand. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, co-host of the Movie Date podcast with Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.